Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 5, 1805. Coyotes, Wolves, and Grizzlies. The party is having rudder trouble again today. Yesterday, the red pirogue broke the rudder trying to land in the evening. Today, the white pirogue broke the rudder irons when it hit a sawyer. No serious matter, as the party is now quite adept at repairing their gear after almost a year of experience on the Missouri. Captain Lewis gives details of his journal entry today.
A fine morning. I walked on shore until 8 o'clock, when we halted for breakfast, and in the course of my walk killed a deer, which I carried about a mile and one half to the river. The country is, as yesterday, beautiful in the extreme. Saw the carcasses of many buffalo lying dead along the shore, partially devoured by the wolves and bear. Captain Clark found a den of young wolves in the course of his walk today, and also saw a great number of those animals. They are abundant in this quarter, and are of two species. The small wolf, or burrowing dog of the prairies, are the inhabitants almost invariably of the open plains. They usually associate in bands of 10 or 12, sometimes more, and burrow near some pass or place where they are rarely ever found alone, but hunt in bands. The large wolf found here is not as large as those of the Atlantic states. They are lower and heavier, thicker made, shorter legged. Their color, which is not affected by the seasons, is gray or blackish brown, and every intermediate shade from that to a cream-colored white. These wolves resort to woodlands, and are also found in the plains, but never take refuge in the ground or burrow, so far as I have been able to inform myself. Captain Clark and Druya killed the largest brown bear this evening, which we have yet seen. It was a most tremendous-looking animal, and extremely hard to kill. Notwithstanding, he had 5 balls through his lungs and 5 others in various parts. He swam more than half the distance across the river to a sandbar, and it was at least 20 minutes before he died. He did not attack, but fled and made the most tremendous roaring from the moment he was shot. We had no means of weighing this monster. Captain Clark thought it would weigh 500 pounds. For my own part, I think the estimate too small by 100 pounds. He was in good order. We therefore divided him among the party, and made them boil the oil and put it in a cask for future use. The oil is as hard as hog's lard when cool, much more than that of the black bear. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 5, 1805.
Captain Lewis referred to this bear as a brown bear, seeming to indicate that the black and brown bears are two different species. They are, in fact, variations of the same species. This bear was no doubt a grizzly bear. The small burrowing wolf described today was not a wolf at all, but a coyote, and the large wolf was likely Canis lupus nubilis, a subspecies now probably extinct. Tomorrow, more grizzly bears.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.